It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Michigan's own Glenn Frey on vocals for Peaceful, Easy Feeling from Eagles, their debut album released on this date back in 1972. In addition to this song, Witchy Woman and Take It Easy, three top 40 singles from their first album. Eagles released their debut on this date way back in 1972. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside. Joining us on the phone lines now, State Representative Tom Kuntz. Tom, thanks so much for being here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, you know what? I love the Eagles, and it's a beautiful day. Thanks for calling me in.
Hey, anytime we can start your day with the Eagles, feel free to jump on here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Great.
Tell us a little bit about what is happening with the Auditor General. There's the Child Development and Care Program. There was a Detroit Free Press investigation revealing some problems. What was revealed? What do we know, and where do we go from here?
Well, then first of all, that was a great article. I think the Free Press did a nice job with that. I followed up with it. I had some constituents call me, both parents who had children in child care and child care providers, and they just have it's the same story on both sides about this terrible bureaucracy. So what we have the Department of Education, and we have the DHHS, Department of Health and Human Services, two of the biggest bureaucracies in Lansing that are managing the same program. Neither one's in charge. They both work on it, and that is just a recipe for disaster. And what's happening is people who qualify for this, this is an income-based program to help people get kids into child care. Great. It's funded. You know, the problem is not getting the money. The problem is the administration of it. Mm-hmm. And the state of Michigan is screwing it up. I mean, that's the short answer. So people are getting kicked off. They don't know about it. You know, hey, I qualify for this. My child's got a spot in child care. Everything's going great. Oh, by the way, you're off. And, you know, there's no notice, or payments will be months and months delayed. And it's just, it's causing a problem. And it's strictly administration. You know, this is just, We're screwing up. We've got to do better.
The list of items you asked for review are striking. Caseworkers giving eligibility information to parents that conflicts with official notice, erroneous termination of eligibility, delayed notice of terminations, the frustration of the difficulty of getting information through the hotline, time on hold, waits for callbacks. As you said, this is all administrative type stuff, and especially dealing with families and parents and kids, it's the most important thing to make sure they're clear on what's available and what can be offered to them.
Right. And I think that's why it struck a nerve with me, and I think that's why it strikes a nerve with everybody. You're messing with the kids. Like, okay, that's a problem. This goes to the front of the line. You know, and again, the program is funded. It's not like we need to go to the governor and beg for money. Hey, could we get some funding for this? The program has the money. We're just not administering it right, and that's not acceptable. We don't talk, and I say this not just as a legislature but as a voter, we don't talk about customer service enough. When we think about the government, we need to associate that with customer service, and we need to do better. We need to demand better.
State Representative Tom Kuntz with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. This investigation by the Auditor General into the Child Development and Care Program here in Michigan. Where is the oversight on organizational basis, Tom? Who's in charge of child development and care, and where does that come under in the scope of government?
Well, and therein lies our problem. The Department of Education determines eligibility, and then the Department of Health and Human Services administers the payment on it. So there's not even one, you know, I can't get a single meeting. Who's responsible for this? Tell me who the problem is. You know, there, nobody says the buck stops here. So I'm really not even interested. I don't care whose fault it is. I really don't care whose fault it is. How do we fix it? Well, the problem is now we're entrenched. You know, well, we don't, the Department of Education doesn't want to give up their piece of the pie, and DHHS doesn't want to give up their piece of the pie. Okay, nope, I don't care. This is not about a turf war. You know, this has got to be fixed. So I'd like one department to be responsible for this. I don't think that's unreasonable. And I honestly don't care who. Either one can do it. DHHS do it. Department of Ed do it. That's fine. Somebody take responsibility, but then you're responsible for it.
Every day, every week is going to be painful for parents that this continues. Again, with incorrect eligibility information, no callbacks, lack of payments. So how long do you expect the Auditor General's review to take? When do you think there might be some movement on this topic?
So So I am an optimist. Let me answer the first question. The Auditor General did agree to look at it, which is I have no ability to compel them. I call and I ask, would you please look at this? And they said, yeah, we'll do that. You're right. This is a problem. Look at it. I was not happy with their response. Sometimes the pace of Lansing is not, again, let's come back to customer service.
Yeah.
So the Auditor General said, yes, we will look at this in the fall. Like, well, you know, what does that mean? Is that September 1st or is that, you know, November 30th? I don't know. Either one's not really a responsive date, but okay, we're going to look at it. And here we are, happy June. It's June already. So the year is flying by. So I'm glad they're doing something. Where I'm optimistic, and again, I don't think anybody at DHHS or Department of Ed got up and says, okay, great, I'm going to mess with some single parents. I'm going to hurt some children. You know, nobody made that conscious decision. I think if nothing else, they know, okay, this is a problem. What can we do better? You know, before the investigation even begins, we have a problem. Okay, great. And now the world knows we have a problem. I am optimistic that these two will start on their own making this better.
State Representative Tom Kuntz from the Clare area. Tom, thanks so much for giving us a little information here on the Steve Gruber Show.
It's always a pleasure, and like I said, it's a beautiful day on Mackinac, and keep the good tunes going.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. This portion
Thanks.
Of the
Have
Steve,
a great day.
You too. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, then learn about My Pure Health Solutions. You could lose a couple of meds, drop your blood pressure, feel good again by dropping the weight you've been thinking about for so long. Steve lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago. He swears by My Pure Health Solutions, and it's real food too. So check out GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Thursday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.